Now, the rest of the story. The auctioneer had barely spoken when bidding erupted from every corner of the room. $200, $300, $350. The item in question, an esoteric electronic gizmo of arguable significance, an inconsequential appearing little something called an A-Eliminator. A battery company had gone belly up. Everything was being auctioned off. Office furniture, fixtures, tools, miscellaneous equipment, and of course any items the company had manufactured. And along with those items was this A-Eliminator. A combination trickle charger and battery was what it was. $400, do I hear $450? Why anybody was bidding on it at all had to do with the evolution of a specific field of technology. Let me explain that radios in those days could not be plugged into the wall outlet. Radios in those days ran on batteries. The batteries were good for about 2 years, and then you threw them away. In that era, prior to the development of alternating current, radio could not use AC. Could not use the wall outlet to extend listening hours without a so-called A-Eliminator. Anyone who bought the plans and working models at this auction also possessed the rights of manufacture and sale. If you were bidding, how would you bet? That newer and better radios would soon make the gadget obsolete? That current demand would be sufficient to base a business on it? Well, one man was present at that auction that day, and he was betting on the latter. He was betting everything he had. In fact, $1,000 was all that he had in the world. And if he must, he would bid all of it for the rights to the A-Eliminator. That man was Paul Galvin. He was 33, a wife and a child. He, Galvin, who was going for broke on a single product, had also been part owner of the now bankrupt company, which had originally manufactured it. Paul Galvin was at the auction of his own firm, seeking to buy back a solitary item from his defunct enterprise. And he was putting his every last penny on the line. And then the bidding reached $500. Paul Galvin was losing the A-Eliminator. He could feel it. It was then that he made a bold desperation move. The bidding had been increasing by $50 and $100 increments. Paul would attempt to discourage the other bidders by making a sudden jump in the bidding of $250, and the ploy worked. The ploy worked. Paul's competitors, sensing his determination, stopped bidding at all, and the AC adapter was his. Paul Galvin, for the first time in his life, was in business for himself. And the name he gave his new company shines beacon-like throughout the electronics industry worldwide to this day. Except for the cash he was willing to put up for a single component, Paul Galvin was dead broke. And yet the reward for his belief in himself, 6 decades later, is still known all over this planet as Motorola. And now you know the rest of the story.